This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want, even though Adam Kokesh is here with us, and he is running for not president. His website is thefreedomline.com. He's not here to, you know, be our exclusive guest that you have to just call for, Adam. You can still bring up anything that you want.
He is a professional.
I just thought I was co-hosting.
Yeah, you're just co-hosting.
I'm just co-hosting.
Yeah. So, but he's here. Anyway, it's Ian and Mark and Adam Kokesh. We'll continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And we still have to talk about what happened to you and other people today at the Boston Straight Pride Parade, where you were a speaker. But then,
well, I was a speaker on both sides, actually. I was invited to share a bullhorn on the protest side. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Pretty cool setup to begin with.
So we'll get into what happened there.
I still don't know how many people got pepper sprayed.
Well, I heard it was some large number, it sounded like. There was a huge throng of cops there.
It was an army.
There's a near riot in Boston over somebody saying, let's have a pride to support straight Pride. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been gay pride parades
going
on. Well,
it's a little more complicated than that, Mark. You're not being very sensitive to all the angles here.
Hold on. We can get into it, guys.
There's a lot more to it.
We'll get into it. We got Gene the Christian Anarchist first, though. He's on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey. And hi, Adam. This is Gene. I'm the one with the... You probably remember me. I'm the one with the Ron Paul Corvette.
Oh, yeah. We did that awesome promo video for the march when in D.C., wasn't it, that we got to...
That was in D.C. right outside the after party.
Yeah, beautiful vehicle. Thank you, Gene.
Yeah. Well, I've got a new one that I ordered, and it's going to be called the ANCAP Liberty Corvette. It's black and yellow.
The new Corvette's a big deal. It's mid-engine, right?
Yeah, mid-engine Corvette.
That's the one you're getting?
Yeah, I'm getting it in February.
That thing's sweet looking. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about cars, but my roommate showed me that, and that thing looks pretty
badass.
It's
about the most exciting thing to happen to American sports cars in 2 decades.
You guys are thinking about the car. I'm just thinking about the decals. I'm thinking like in my head, it's like generic sports car with Ron Paul and then generic sports car with ANCAP next to it, and they're both going to look super cool as cars, but it's the ideas that look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I use them as a platform to promote liberty. So
what happened to What happened to the Ron Paul Corvette? Do you still have it, or did you sell it, or what happened?
Yeah, it's in the garage. I drive it once in a while. It doesn't get as much attention, of course, as during the election.
For sure.
A lot of people now, they don't have any idea who Ron Paul is. So.
Oh, come on. Really? How could they not know who Ron Paul is?
Well, you got to understand, during the election, when I drove that thing around, people were honking,
right,
and pulling over and taking pictures.
I mean, are you saying they forgot who Ron Paul is? I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
There's no excitement about the Ron Paul guy side of my car.
Yeah, so Ian, I think what you're... misunderstanding in this. So the very typical thing of libertarians like us who are nostalgic for the Ron Paul campaigns is that we assumed all of the excitement was from people who were reading Rothbard, like us nerds, you know, or who were like, the point is the value of Ron Paul's campaign was not the excitement around it or the buzz or the media exposure, but it was that as I think Dr. Paul himself would say, was that he reached the remnant.
Mm.
And that the remnant, the people who got the Corvettes, the people who started the shows, the people who got involved, like, we were converts. But Ron Paul created a much broader gateway that a lot of people only came a small part of the way through.
Paul was an educator, still is an educator.
Yeah.
And that's what he's here for, is to educate people about liberty.
Yeah, he's still going. He's still got like a Ron Paul podcast and Ron Paul videos that he's doing. He's still busy.
God bless that guy.
I think he's
follow him on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
But
so,
anyway, I don't get involved with politics very much because I look at them all as a bunch of crooks. However, I did get involved with Ron Paul because I saw him as being somebody that actually promoted liberty. And Adam, I see you as someone who promotes liberty. So I'm considering going down to the state libertarian, you know, registering as a libertarian and going down and becoming a delegate and all over whatever that takes. I tried it with Ron Paul, but of course with the Republican Party.
Oh, totally different process.
Yeah, there was no way I was getting selected as a delegate for the Republican Party. But now with the Libertarian Party, it does sound interesting. And I'm going to have to go to the website and
a lot
check
easier.
That out.
Yes. Well, Gene, thank you for that. And I hugely appreciate that personal vote of confidence. But I would hope that I've given you enough reason to get involved with the Libertarian Party and to be a delegate without me being a part of the equation at all, in the sense that just showing up and raising your hand at the right time and saying, I want to say in this, is what makes the Libertarian Party stronger, rather than allowing people to come in at the last minute and decide who the nominee might be. And
which is what has happened in
last three cycles, at least. And to just understand that there's going to be a huge amount of free media exposure because someone nominated for president has an L next to their name. Let's ensure that it's the best person it can be.
I hope
when we're at the convention to ask for your vote and to say, it's not about me, it's about this platform. There might be someone else running on this platform, but this is the future of the application of these ideas is localization, not arguing over a central authority and how libertarian or not it may or may not be. And if you see that as the new direction for the Libertarian Party, that there's an opportunity there to unite America around localization, then I hope you'll help nominate the best person to represent that message.
So give me an idea about the timeline, because I got a lot of things on my plate between now and the end of the year. And I would like to know whether or not I can actually complete such a task. So by when do we have to do what in order to get into the delegation?
Tell me again what state you're in, please, Gene.
Well, I'm in northern Mississippi, but I always tell everybody Memphis because I'm actually I'm a suburb of Memphis, but yeah, it's northern Mississippi.
Oh, you ought to get down or get together with Aria. She's coming down there this weekend.
I heard that she's coming here, and I definitely would love to do that if I could get in touch with her.
Well, Gene, Mississippi is a relatively small state and relatively underorganized as a state party, which means that they probably have yet to declare their state convention, and they're really desperate for anybody to show up and take charge and help out and make it a better organized state. So you can go in and, you know, if you bring a few people with you, you could get yourself elected state chair in a lot of those small states. But the convention season for the Libertarian state parties is generally speaking January, February, March, April next year. And so this is a good time right now, end of August, for people to be looking ahead, making sure that you're registered with your state party, that you're registered as a Libertarian to vote in your state, that you're a national party member, and that you meet whatever. And that's usually it. It's rare in any state that it's more than that. But everybody should do those things anyway. But if you don't want to register to vote, that's a different thing, or you're strategically doing something else. Most states don't even require that. But to be looking ahead at this point, doing your paperwork and marking your calendar for when your state convention is in the spring, or at least send an email to your state chair if
they're
not
well
organized.
That's normally when they select the delegates,
right?
Is that the state convention?
The state convention season, January to April next year, is when they'll be selecting delegates to go to the national convention end of May next year.
There you go. Any other questions, Gene?
No, I think that's about it. But I want to wish Adam the best. I've met him several times. I think he's a great guy. So
we agree. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate
it, and hopefully we can go for a drive together soon.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's not delay this anymore because I want to get into what happened today in Boston. We can talk about vaping.
Well, no, let's talk about vaping some more. It's not that we got to tease this out for 3 hour segment.
No one's guessed the
trivia question. Should I restate it?
The way this sometimes works, though, Adam, is if we put something off, sometimes we'll never get to it.
That's
because
true.
If
well,
we
then
all
you'll
of a
just
sudden
have to have me back on Monday or
we
something.
Would love, are you going to stick around in Keene?
I don't fly home till Tuesday, and I'm sort of flexible till then. So yeah, I mean,
we can talk about that. Let's talk about it off the air. Anyway, it'd be great to have you hang out here in town for a couple of days because there's always cool stuff.
Yeah.
In Keene.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to join the show, you can. But let's get into it because, you know, if we get stacked up with calls toward the end of the show, we'll never get to it. We've got a lull on the phone, so it's a good time for it. So coming up, you just got back from Boston.
Yeah.
You were there this afternoon. What time did this thing start?
early, but we got there around 11.
Okay, so this morning,
yeah.
There was a parade for straight pride. You were one of the speakers, but they cut your microphone during your speech.
Yeah.
We'll continue. We'll talk about it. Coming up here with Adam Kokesh on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
You're not a wild animal. And you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airways here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, Adam Kokesh is here with Ian and Mark, so it's a little bit of a special episode of Free Talk Live on a Saturday. We rarely have a third host on Saturday night, and so, you know, you're one of the few who would qualify to do it. So it's good to have you here.
Here's some awesome guy stuff. Do you feel stuck in a job or a relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack for free. Included are 7 free books and a podcast, so you can start living in a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income, and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com.
All right, so Adam, you just came here from Boston. We were just talking briefly about what happened there today. The Straight Pride protest got some, you know, hubbub in advance. People were all tizzy about this thing because some people were offended by that idea.
Triggered.
Yeah, exactly. And you were invited to speak.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised that they invited me to speak. You know, the Straight Pride parade is a masterstroke of trolling.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is it? Super Happy Fun America?
Super Happy Fun America.
That's the name of the group that's putting this on.
Yeah. And what they have done is, or what they did, is hoist up this giant neon inkblot, Rorschach test, that anybody can stare at and project their own crap into. And you see that in a way they're trolling everybody. You know, like, there are people there who take what they're doing way too seriously, and they're looking at them like, you might be missing the point here, you know, but okay, yeah, come along, why not? And I think the people who are protesting, and there were more protesters, I keep screwing this up in my head. Protesters, counter-protesters, or demonstrators and protesters.
Mm.
You see, like,
yeah, how do you,
yeah, right? Protesters, counter-protesters, and police. But anyway, there are more people there opposing Straight Pride. And the thing is,
how many people can you estimate? Are you good at estimating numbers?
Well, Chris counted. He said it was 177 actually counting at the Straight Pride rally.
Okay. So more than 177 counter-protesters.
Probably 4 or 5 times as many.
Oh,
I mean, not
God,
like
that's
it was
a lot
hold
of people.
On, but it wasn't like, I mean, I was kind of hoping it was going to be like the Free Speech Rally where it's like 40,000 people protesting 30. Do you not know about this?
Yes.
Was this Boston?
Yeah.
Boston Speech last year.
Mm-hmm. Was it last year?
Or 2 years ago now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
it was right after Charlottesville. And so everybody like thought, oh, it's the same people as Charlottesville. Let's go protest the Nazis.
Yeah, I remember. Like, we talked about
that. It's not that.
But this was a different group, though.
Yeah.
Different organizers.
Well, it's 3 different people. I don't know. I didn't. The thing is, a lot of the people who criticize me for accepting the speaking invite are just using these BS guilt by association arguments, not only against me, but against people there. Like, well, they used to do this. They have affiliations and connections. And it's like, so? Like, I used to work with Code Pink, like, really, like as an anti-war activist with the Rock Veterans Against the War. Like,
what do they believe now?
Like, really? Like, no, but exactly. Well, that too. And the other thing that I've seen, and I hope Ryan Ramsey calls in, because he's someone who has renounced racism that he has prior expressed publicly. and received hate from people saying, you're not welcome. And it's like, how are you going to get people to renounce racism?
Because he used to be a racist,
yeah,
he's
like
not
you
welcome?
Can't, like, you can't renounce, for some people, you can't renounce it enough.
There's no forgiveness.
There's no forgiveness. Like, if you ever were a racist, you are forever condemnable as a human being.
Wow.
And we should
That's
never
sad.
Talk to you. And anybody who talks to you is... And it's like...
That's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah. And so, for me, part of the appeal with the straight pride thing was like, people don't want me to talk to them? Well, I'm a libertarian.
I'm
that makes
it.
Me want to do it all the more. But there's still some... So, Mark, you said earlier, like, it's just... straight pride, what's the big deal?
Right.
And there is, as trolls, they maintain that innocuous front, but there is something, and it sort of nefarious to it that I disagree with.
And what is
distinctly,
that?
That it is a bad joke that I wouldn't tell.
Okay.
What they are doing is holding up a mirror to the grotesqueness of what political correctness has become. And for that, I genuinely applaud them.
I love
them.
That.
And I think that in and of itself is illuminating and showing how ridiculous the left can be and freaking out and overreacting and just being dumb in
well,
the face
so,
of all this.
What's so but, awful for me is that these people have just gotten so, and I mean these people, like on all sides,
who are
so
these people?
Full of themselves that they can't take a joke.
Yes, exactly.
Like they just
yes,
angry.
Exactly. Yes. And so for that, I applaud the organizers for putting that together. But I knew that what they're doing, the reason it's a bad joke, it's funny, I'll laugh at it, I'll enjoy watching the reactions, I'll stand next to them while they're making that joke, literally, you know?
Yep.
I didn't march in the parade, but I accepted the speaking slot, and I was there on stage. Mm-hmm. And what's so funny is that...
We had a gay co-host go and march in the parade, so,
well,
I mean...
Yeah, well what I did was the same thing that they were doing... to the people who are triggered by, you know, their leftist sensibilities, and triggered them by saying, look, the Constitution is a failed experiment or a racket that we can finally see through, but either way, it's time for America to admit it and move on. Technically, I'm not qualified to be here because I don't support the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. You know, and I said in my speech, these people who invited me here must at least be better than Antifa at listening to someone who might disagree with them. Am I right? And the crowd goes, yeah! 5 minutes later, they're pulling the microphone out of my hand. Not even
wow.
5 minutes later. And I go to, at the end of, I mean, the gist of my speech was this whole cunty culture war is a nonsense distraction that keeps people fighting over petty, silly crap and ignoring the fact that if we united, we'd be able to take on our real enemies who are exploiting all of us. That this whole left-right divide is nonsense.
And this
I call
is what
out,
you were talking
yeah,
about
so,
when they pulled your mic out of your hand?
Basically, yeah. And I said the one thing that I like about this whole thing is that you've brought together everybody who so desperately needs a hug. if you think straight people really need a parade, maybe you need a hug. If you're threatened by that if you're triggered by that parade,
mm-hmm.
you probably need a hug.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're threatened by the gay agenda, you need a hug.
And you are wearing a free
hug
shirt.
And if you, you know, so I went back and forth, you know, and I, you know, if you're angry about anything, you probably just need a hug. And so I took off my button down plaid. I had my free hugs T-shirt underneath, mm-hmm. and I said, I hereby declare a ceasefire in the culture war. Don't punch a Nazi, hug a Nazi. Free hugs for Antifa. Let's come together. This is all wrong. Thank you to the people who were smart enough to stay home today.
And you're covered in pepper spray.
And then I got pepper spray. But we got it. No one's answered the riddle yet.
We'll talk more about what happened in Boston coming up here. Also, we'll take your calls. If you've got a question about it, you're welcome to. You can also bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. Suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured. Don't have the numbers or the names yet.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene. He also says the situation is under control.
There's still, I'm sure, a lot of citizens who are very concerned and still in their house. And I would encourage all the citizens to stay in place until law enforcement gives the okay. So I just urge prayer for West Texas.
Turner was speaking there on Fox News. South Carolina is under a state of emergency due to Hurricane Dorian. Governor Henry McMaster issued the order on Saturday activating the state's emergency operations plan after the Category 4 storm shifted to threaten South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you tonight in the studio, it's me, Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
And you can dial in, or you can actually connect to our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. It is apparently, according to at least a couple of users, the most active libertarian Discord out there. So you want to jump in there, and you can interact with other liberty-minded folks, but it's not exclusively liberty. There's like a fascist guy or a socialist guy in there or whatever. Like, so
just to make it interesting.
Yeah, you never know who's going to show
all
up.
That.
So head on in there, and the top three rooms are our on-air call-in lines, and those will make you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're going to get back into more about what happened in Boston today, where, Adam, you were invited to speak portion of it.
Right.
And then during your speech, they decided to disinvite you and took your mic out of your hands. So I want to get more about the story here, but let's go to Donald. He's in Florida to start things out here. Donald, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, brothers. I just wanted to let you know I'm a first-time listener,
welcome,
and I downloaded the app today. I'm loving the show. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thanks for supporting independent media. That's huge. And as a guest host today, I want to say to everybody, support the show. Be an active and engaged audience.
Can I ask which app you downloaded?
I just typed in Google Play Talk Free Live, and an app popped up that gives like all the same shows along the same line. So I can listen to different shows. You know what I mean? But yours is like right there in the top five.
Cool. I don't know. I have no idea what app that is, but I'm glad we're there. So very cool. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I want to let you know, I was a strong supporter of Ron Paul. And I'll tell you, there's somebody that we're not mentioning because I got hip to him and what he was all about and trying to educate us about. And Mr. Russo had interviewed him. In a movie,
America, Freedom to Fascism.
Aaron Russo was his name. Yeah, rest in peace.
2004 Libertarian Party presidential candidate as well.
Woke me completely up. Like, I found that DVD at a truck stop, and it had the word free written across it. So I took it, and I watched it, and I was just sitting there like, these are all the things that I have suspected and kind of known, but they were like in the cobwebs of my mind, and now they have been listed in order, and they're showing what's really going on. I was like, holy crap. And let me tell you, I do believe that the biggest threat to this country, one of the biggest threats, is the Federal Reserve, 100%. Mm-hmm. And the control that they have over everything. And I'm just like, why can't people see this, you know? But anyhow, keep it short.
Well, it's not that they can't see it. It's they've never been shown it. I mean, nobody talks about the Federal Reserve with the exception of people like us. Like, you're not hearing any discussion about, you know, the Federal Reserve on talk radio generally.
Well, Bitcoin's a better entree to the subject in general anyway.
Right. Well, actually, that was going to be my question for Donald was, you know, have you gotten into cryptocurrency or Bitcoin?
No, I haven't, sir. I'll be honest. And I haven't looked at it enough or studied about it to know much about it, you know.
Well, that's your next step. That's, you know, if you want to take the next step on this, you know, journey towards financial independence, this is one of the ways to get out from underneath the control of not just the Federal Reserve, but every other central bank in the entire on the entire planet.
Absolutely.
So anybody anywhere needs to really take a serious look at cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash. There's tons of them out there.
Put your money where your heart is.
But learn the basics of these cryptocurrencies that allow I was actually just out on the streets of Keene today. There's a music fest that they have once a year. It's a great little festival where they take the entire downtown Main Street. They've set up like six or seven stages. So there's different bands as you walk up and down Main Street. I took a huge stack of cryptocurrency flyers out today and walked basically 1.5 loops around, like less than an hour. And I'd handed out a couple hundred flyers to people about cryptocurrency and got mostly positive responses from folks. And of course, a lot of people don't know anything about it. It's a way to get money out of the hands of the government and out of the hands of the banks. And when you cut out those middlemen who have historically been in, you know, the money business forever, as long as we've been alive and our grandparents and their parents have been alive, you cut the middlemen out, then you get a form of money that's actually useful. It does what it says it's going to do. It's fast. It's low, very, very low fee. And it's effective and secure as well. And so, like, you got to look into this.
Right. Like, I mean, take a look at the politicians and bankers. Are those guys poor? I wonder why.
No. I mean, you know. Right. Hey, Donald, how can Nancy Pelosi know anything about us? I mean, the local, down-to-earth people, when she's worth, like, what, $81 million? Come on now. What does she have in common with me? Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Donald, I just want to say about that DVD, if it didn't... Oh, thanks, Don. If that DVD didn't have a mark on it, it probably came from the CD printer of one Ernest Hancock of Freedom's Phoenix, Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, there was probably a big push behind that movie when it came out. I don't know if you were probably over in the Middle East at that time. Wait, were you still there in like
2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
brother,
it was still
big. I was over there with you, brother. Oh. I was over there with you, brother, in 04. I was in Balad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's good to know you're better now.
Donald,
thanks for the call tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for listening.
Freedom to fascism kept going.
A lot of
that
people.
That had legs.
It did have legs.
Years.
A lot of people have found the freedom movement because of that movie.
Yeah.
It was a real important thing that happened. And
big
Mark,
gateway.
We were on the air back then.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we went to a screening that they had in Tampa at a, you know, like an art house theater or something like that. They'd rented out a movie theater, and there was a, you know, kind of a presentation beforehand. And was Aaron Russo actually there? I don't remember.
No, Bernard Von Nothaus was, though.
Mm. Really? Okay.
$90.
Yeah, and so they
another
actually,
great hero of the
they
movie.
Screened the movie, and they had a big promotional campaign for this thing. It was being shown in screenings across the United States, so it was more than just like, you know, an internet movie. In fact, YouTube didn't even exist back then, right?
Yeah.
2004 was a couple of years before YouTube.
I watched it on DVD on a laptop.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Now here we are in 2019, and Adam Kokesh gets his microphone cut off at this at this straight pride parade that was essentially an event designed to troll people, but apparently you trolled the organizers back.
I trolled the trolls so hard
they pulled
a mic out of my hand. Yeah, well, they tried and failed, tried again, tried and failed.
Did they not know who you were? I mean, they invited you to speak.
Well, maybe they just thought I was proud to be straight. I don't know. I'm not ashamed to be straight, certainly, but
yeah.
I'm more of the mindset that pride is a sin in all forms. Yeah.
All right, so they pulled the mic out of your hands. The crowd wanted you to finish.
Yeah. But I just sort of skipped that. I knew they were gonna cut my audio. Mm-hmm. It was a wireless mic. And
what are you gonna do?
I took off my button down plaid short sleeve shirt, and I had the free hug shirt underneath, and I went into the crowd, and it was really enthusiastic. Like Chris says, there were 177 people there, and that might have been in the entire area. Mm-hmm. The crowd in front of the stage was like
dozens.
50 people, maybe, tops.
Okay.
And I think more than half of them gave me a hug. So that was nice.
Aww.
And then I went to try to cross the police barricade, and the cops wouldn't let me through. So I tried to hug the cop, and
that's when you got
cops
spray.
Are very. Are we giving this away already? Okay,
yeah.
Dang. All right, it's too easy to because now you know who censored me.
Right.
So the question is, did I get pepper sprayed or yelled at by cops or the counter protesters? I know that's still too
it's
hard to
obvious.
Guess. Okay,
yeah.
But no. So I the cops would go around. So I went around, and all along, we actually had some great little Antifa hugouts.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you get some hugs from the Antifa?
Yeah.
Hugs,
yeah. No. Well, and then at the end, I walked through the main crowd of protesters, and when I was done speaking, I walked up to the gap with, and I was like, "Hey, I'm the free hugs guy. I'll come around. I'll see you in a minute." And I got over there, and most of them were like busy yelling at the next speaker, which was Milo Yiannopoulos, and they love yelling at him. And
he was like the featured speaker, or whatever.
Yeah. And there was a little showdown with some unfriendly Antifa, but
we'll get into it.
It was a good scene.
More coming up here with Adam Kokesh, Ina Mark in the studio as well. Our toll free number for you, if you want to join us, is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to say thank you to R.J. Mort, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. R.J. Mort contributes $10 a month to our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a way for you to support what we do here at Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we're on the air 7 nights a week on broadcast radio on over 200 radio stations coast to coast. Throughout that week, that's how many stations we're on. If you appreciate the work that we're doing here talking about liberty and freedom and cryptocurrency and peace, then please head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join the AMP program. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. It makes it so we can go from over 200 stations to maybe more than 300, or, you know, anything's possible, and we can do it with your help. And you get some cool perks, some benefits as well over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We are talking with Adam Kokesh here. He's in our studio as a guest co-host tonight.
Hey.
But we wanted to talk specifically about what happened today at the Straight Pride protest, or parade, I guess is what it was. There were protesters protesting the Straight Pride parade, and there were a bunch of cops there apparently as well.
Yeah.
You ended up getting pepper sprayed. We haven't gotten to that part of the story yet, but we're going to get into it. We actually have Derek J. Freeman on the line with us. Derek J. is on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, and you were there today.
I was there at the Straight Pride Parade. As soon as I heard about this event, I knew I needed to go. It was hilarious. Super happy, fun America. Like, who are these people? And so I went with my video camera. Yes. I made sure that I was prepared. I had everything, backup batteries. I wanted to record both sides and really see, or all sides. You know, there were many different people with different messages.
There was every kind of stupid you could imagine. Don't be shy.
There really was, yeah. And people, like, a lot of the Antifa, I would always ask the same question, you know, what brought you out here today and what do you think of the event? And people would go off on whatever sort of tangent they thought was important. But it was really difficult. For your listeners, one thing that's notable about this event was how difficult it was to move around yes. from place to place. Like, you try to go and be in the event or to witness it, and like barricades for miles. It was just, and dead there zones. Weren't that many people in attendance.
Right.
Sorry, what was that?
What's supposed to be 100?
I was saying there were dead zones, as in the cops had these big areas between the barricades where no one civilian was allowed at all.
Yeah, and I was trying to go through. Now, fun tip for anyone who wants, like, an extra superpower, if you're going to one of these events, I made a press badge. And anyone yes. can do this. Yes. You just yeah. put it on a piece of paper and wear it around your neck and your press. And it was pretty much respected by anyone that, like, well, are you credentialed? And I said, yeah, it Shire is. Free Press. I had the one from, like, many years ago.
Wow.
Free Talk Live on the microphone. So walking around with a microphone, you look like that press. Helps. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good, and I would just randomly ask people who had, like, a sign, what does your sign mean, what does it mean to you, and so all these videos are going to be going up online, and I'm going to put the audio out there so that people can experience it for themselves. If you missed Super Happy Fun America time for this historic event,
no, you didn't miss anything.
It was pretty, like, I'll say it was fun for the parts that lasted, but it was really short. Like, the parade that went through, there was a blow-up dinosaur guy
yep.
who was, like, dancing around. There was a Santa on a float that said Trump 2020, and he had a football helmet. It was like a bizarro world. As weird as gay pride parades can be, this took the cake.
They were trying to keep it the opposite. They were telling me, like, there was a rumor, because I took my outer shirt off and I had a t-shirt on there, that I was going to strip naked. And they're like, no, we're not sexualizing this at all. It has to be. And I was like,
it's
okay.
A straight pride parade. It's about
right.
sex.
Too bad. I was really hoping there would be, like, male and female making out on floats, you know, because that's what they have in gay pride parades. Gay guys are making out on floats. Why wouldn't they just be going at it?
We need to normalize heterosexual mecking.
Yeah. Let's see some procreation up there, guys.
So you were disappointed then by, you know, this parade.
I was hoping for more sexuality, yeah. but it was funny and a good time. It was tough to get into the event itself, so, like, people are gonna bash. I know they're gonna say, oh, it was low numbers. But I talked to dozens of people outside who wanted to
yeah.
get in, and
yeah.
they seemed like they were, yeah, they just couldn't get in, huh. and they were disappointed.
I couldn't get in for a long time, even going, hey, I'm supposed
yeah.
to be speaking at this thing, can you let me in?
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare.
Yeah,
were you
tough.
Trying to get through the police?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I just,
were, like, several layers of police, and they would be like, oh, you go around there. You have to go all around City Hall. It was like, oh, walk 10 blocks this
yeah,
way,
basically.
And then you go there, and yeah. then they're like, oh, no, you got to walk
yep.
around the other way.
Yep. I did the back and forth. Like, we did a lot of walking today just trying to get in. It was crazy. But, Derek, I got to say, about the disappointment, I think part of the fun for people like you and me going to an event like this with a perspective that's just like, I don't have any attachment to either side here. It's all stupid. Is that
right.
part of the fun of this is the roller coaster of constantly getting your hopes up and being disappointed and getting your hopes up and being disappointed. And you go, ah, well, at least that was funny.
To that point, I must say, Adam, you had a lot of courage to speak the way you did to the crowd and say the things that you did, because it's always difficult to speak truth to power, but
I
then like to be
call it that, but I appreciate your point.
No, it's not exactly that. It's not truth to power, but it's truth to someone who needs
doesn't
to
want
to
hear
it.
And yeah.
They,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and they didn't want to hear it. And there were some who were like, they were booing you.
Yeah.
And
oh wow.
Oh yeah.
I didn't think that was I mean, I I dug what you were saying more than anyone else, more than anyone else's point.
What were they booing about? I mean, would you recall any of the boo points?
The main thing was the Constitution, the first thing I said about that. And I told them to boo. I wanted it to be like a fun, interactive speech. I said, if you want to boo, like boo.
Okay.
Like,
right.
But I didn't want the mic pulled out of my hand. I wanted to finish everything I had written down there.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have liked to have heard the end, the full speech, and maybe you'll give it someday.
I posted like the text. Yeah, I posted the text, good. And I
where,
read it
where
for
do people
a little
go
live
to see
show
that?
Tonight. Just on my Facebook page or Twitter.
Twitter, okay. What's the Twitter?
At Adam Kokesh.
At Adam Kokesh, yeah. Okay, very good. Derek J.,
I thought it was
Derek.
Good.
Yeah,
what
it
about
good
the
to,
rest
it
of it?
Good to see you in the street there.
Were you there when the pepper spraying happened, Derek J.?
Yeah, I was heading home, and I was going straight down the street, and then a stampede starts coming towards me. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And I had been putting away, the adrenaline was down. Mm-hmm. I'd put my phone away. I was charging up my camera and stuff. And so I like quickly ripped everything out, and I see Vermin Supreme of all people is running at me. And I was like, I grab a quick interview from him, and one of his friends had just been arrested, and he was pepper sprayed. They were all pepper sprayed. It was a scene, man.
Wow.
There were a lot of people there. And then there was this silence where everyone was standing around, like waiting for, is there going to be another wave? Are we just going to do this again? Like, what's happening? I didn't see what triggered the initial pepper spraying.
I was there for that. I think there was some confrontation with the police that was in the middle of the protest crowd.
The counter protesters?
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. That was at first isolated, but then the police got the command to just clear that whole street. And there were, it was like there were three waves, and I think you caught the third one at the intersection. The first one was where I was standing, and I was like 10 feet away. I was really surprised that I got pepper sprayed. The cops were in an actual physical, like, wrestling match with a couple dudes as they were trying to push the crowd back with their bicycles. And they were pepper spraying, and I was trying to get away, and I had my shirt over my nose, like, okay, I'm not going to breathe in the fumes. And I look back for a second to see what's going on, and it seemed like from at least a good 6 feet away, as I'm trying to get away, cop hits me square in the face with the pepper spray, and I was out of it. And so there was the crowd started running up the hill towards that intersection where Derek was, I'm assuming, and I could not see. My sense of time was a little warm there, too. It was a good 15, 20 minutes. I couldn't open my eyes at all, and people were helping me with milk of magnesium. And this is something I got to hand it to the lefties on. And
they're prepared.
When they go and protest and they have medics who are non-governmental, they know their stuff, and they do a good job. And so they were there on top of me and the other people who got pepper sprayed. And 20 minutes later, it was at least I could open my eyes. And then came the second wave of them just starting to push people. And then there was this weird third wave where they arrested the guy in the blue shirt with the bullhorn that Derek was right on top of, right? With Vermin.
No, I don't know who that was. Okay. I know that Rod, the guy who directed Vermin Supreme's movie, was arrested.
Yeah, that was it. It was Rod. It was Rod who got arrested with that right before you got to that intersection.
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Well, the only violence was the people who were wearing black. I mean,
it was
all peaceful and fine. Yeah.
The people wearing neon green vests.
With the cops?
Yeah.
Derek J., was there more that you wanted to share? Is it pretty much
No, that's
scoop?
It.
Hey, thanks. Looking forward to seeing the video. You're going to post that over at freekeen.com, you told me earlier, right?
Yeah, I'm on it.
I'm so glad to have you back out in the streets. It's so great to see Derek out there again. Hey, thanks, man, for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We got more on the way here. Hour number three is coming up. 855, 450 free allows you to join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes.
HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.